Now, from Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Jackson Hole and Jerome came to the party, did he not?
Yeah, they're calling him Rocket Man. The Dow Jones soared by 146 points, record high. S&P 500, that was up by 1.5%. That's a new all-time high as well. So it was a Ziegler awaited speech at the Central Bank Symposium. So, yeah, they weren't too sure whether they were going to play his cards close to his chest. But, yeah, the markets got excited when he suggested the possibility of rate cuts. So, look, the Fed has a dual mandate of inflation but also unemployment. And he said the balance of risks to the latter was shifting a bit. He said sweeping changes in tax, trade and immigration policies, we know all about that, meant that downside dangers were rising. So, of course, the Fed is still in a tricky position, Mike. You've got the tariffs, of course, they're yet to have a meaningful impact on consumer inflation, but prices are rising at the factory gate. So there is a possibility they're being stowed up in inventories and that American consumers are going to get the impact down the line. But he said that there was a reasonable base case that tariff impacts would be short-lived and transitory. And I was just wondering, where have we heard that before? And he did make his point during his speech that central bank officials got it completely wrong during COVID about inflation being temporary. But he did say they don't want history to repeat and they remain committed to their 2% target. So we know the Trump administration view. They reckon tariffs are not going to cause lasting inflation. They want to see rate cuts. The jury is out. But just on the subject of the White House's demands and, of course, what President Trump has been sort of targeting him with, Powell didn't cover it specifically, but he did note the importance of Fed independence. But in any event, it looks like Trump will get what he wants next month. Mike, markets are pricing in a 90% probability of a quarter-point rate cut.
Okay, so Fonterra, speaking of things and getting what they want, the vote's yet to be held, but I'm assuming they did enough in the field days and the roadshows and stuff, and they'll get the vote.
Yeah, you would have to think so. So, yeah, party mode again for sort of the dairy sector. Obviously, lifted the farmgate milk price last week and the other big reveal on Friday. So, shares in the co-op up almost 20%. The selling the consumer-associated business, we know that's been on the block. But, yeah, it's actually been able to extract a really good price and favourable terms. Just remember, this includes brands such as Anchor, Mainland, and also Capity. So they're selling the unit to France's Lactalis. That's the world's largest dairy company for $3.845 billion. So that was well above expectations. It would actually make it New Zealand's largest ever corporate transaction. Then we also might get a further $375 million. There's a stoush over Bega's licences with the Aussie business, so that might up things further. Number of conditions, as you mentioned, sort of farmer shareholder approvals, the main one. They've also got regulatory approvals, the OIA, FIRB. But the Commerce Commission, that has already waved it through. So we've got this farmer vote that's going to be late October or early November. So there's certainly a nice incentive to get the deal over the line, isn't there, Mike? So they're targeting a $3.2 billion return. That's tax-free.
Wow.
To farmers of $2 per share. Also, the obviously important thing is it does include a long-term agreement for Fonterra to sell its milk to Lactalis, which will become the unit's biggest customer. And just on the point, obviously, we've seen huge rises in butter and cheese and the like. Fonterra did reassure that it shouldn't change and mean that prices suddenly go up. No surprise, they've secured a strong price. They unanimously recommended it to shareholders for approval, and the focus on the ingredients and food service business, that's the majority of returns to shareholders and through the farmgate milk price and dividends. So just on that point, Fonterra, they maintained earning guidance for FY25, 65 to 75 cents per share ahead of results next month, but you'd have to think that vote goes through.
Yeah, just quickly running through the two skies, City and TV.
Okay, so yeah, but basically sort of at the pointy end of the economy, Sky TV is coping better than Sky City Entertainment. Basically, earnings were down at Sky City Entertainment and revenues, earnings were down 16%. Interesting number of visits went up, but people are spending less. They think things are going to remain tough this year, earnings set to fall 10 to 20%. They've obviously got the capital raise, which Andrew talked about on Friday, the selling assets and the like. Shares fell 22% as markets priced in that discounted rights issue. Better reaction results on Sky TV, up 4%. Results came in line with February guidance. They lifted the dividend 16%, so markets like that. Skybox revenues are down, but Sky Sport now, that's growing strongly. Maybe it's the Warriors there. Broadband up 34%, advertising up 7%. They've had their own specific challenges, but yeah, the big good news as well on Friday, new five-year deal with New Zealand Rugby, obviously the crown jewel. And the other bit of news, Mike, is that the cost has gone down from $110 million to $85 million, $25 million in savings, but yeah, don't expect that flow through to lower subscription prices.
No, it will not. Give me the other numbers.
The Dow was up strongly, as mentioned, up 1.9%. S&P 500 up 1.5%. NASDAQ up 1.9%. FTSE up 0.1%. That's a record high in the UK. Nikkei up slightly 0.05% higher. ASX 200 down 0.6%. NZX 50, we were down 1.15%. Fish and Paykel was down 2% way there. Gold up $33, $3,371 an ounce. Oil up 14 cents, 63 spot 66 a barrel. Kiwi weaker across the board, 58.9 against the US. Australian dollar 90.4. British pound 43.4. Japanese yen 86.2. This week, Mike, lots going on. Second quarter US GDP. We've got inflation, speaking out of the US and Europe. RBA minutes. Earnings highlight. It's NVIDIA. We'll be having a big look at that one later in the week. Locally, we've got retail sales, business and consumer confidence prints, and we've got 19 results. We've got EBOS, Somerset, and Port of Tauranga amongst them.
Go well, mate. Catch up soon. Appreciate it. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.